Almighty God, thank you for having us here today. We ask you that you will give us your wisdom and your knowledge. Help us to understand the Word of God and apply this into our lives. Please use me as your servant so that I can preach the Word of God with power and confidence. Thank you, Lord. I pray in your name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This morning, I start with the Bible. John 11, 25 and 26. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. It is one of the great passages that I have read in the Bible, because it has saved many people. When I was 12 years old, a friend of mine took me to a church in South Korea. It wasn't far away. It took me about 2 minutes. The church was next door, but no one had invited me to the church. It was my first time to get to the church. It was on the day of Christmas. We sang Christmas carols, and I enjoyed the service. Why? Because after the service, they gave me a nice present, and they gave me nice food. However, I still remember the biblical passage used in the service, the same passage that I was reading. As you will remember, I was a sickly child and could have died at an early age. On that Christmas day, Jesus came into my heart and he touched my heart. I felt someone was coming into my heart. Can you imagine that a boy who expected to die, but he heard about the message of God and felt better immediately? In time, I became completely healed. I was given a new life. That was the best present. That is the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. People who heard about the message of God will be healed. If you remember, in the Bible, Lazarus died. Many people knew that he died, and that was the end. It was impossible for him to rise again. But nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with Jesus. Lazarus died, but 4 days later, when Jesus came to see him, he was raised. This was possible through Jesus. Lazarus was given a new life by Jesus. And thus, our Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. This is the gospel. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. Believing in the gospel gives salvation and new life. We will look at the difference between the law and the gospel. In Galatians 3 verse 1, Paul said, I clearly showed you that Jesus Christ had been nailed to the cross. Paul started talking about the death of Jesus. You know what? The death of Jesus has changed our world. The death of Jesus has given us the opportunity to come to God. Because before his death, there was a big war between God and his people. The world is our sin. Because of our sins, we couldn't come to God. In 1992, I was given the opportunity to go to Berlin in Germany because I accepted a scholarship from the Korean government. Has anyone been there before? Two. In the absence service, four people. I went to visit the Berlin Wall with a group of students and professors. When we got there, this wall was already broken, and the wall had been moved. Previously, Germany was divided into two different countries, but it was now unified. This became possible through people who really wanted the peace and freedom in the country. A long time ago, there was a big wall between God and His people. Just like the Berlin Wall, nobody could get over the wall. Nobody could break the wall. Many people have tried so many ways, but they couldn't do anything. They couldn't break it. Finally, they came to realize that the only God could break the wall down. God sent His Son Jesus to break the wall. And He was sent into the world, and the wall was broken after He died on the cross. This is the gospel. This is the good news of Jesus Christ for all people. The death of Jesus is not the end. It's just the beginning. Jesus did so many great things here in this world. And He knew that He was about to leave this world. Before He left, He said, in John 14:16, I will ask the Father, He will give you another counselor to be with you forever. Counselor is parakletos in Greek. It means advocate, helper, and counselor. So God has sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our advocate, our helper, and our counselor. When we pray to God, the Holy Spirit will deliver our prayers to God. And when we pray, the Holy Spirit will help us, and He will protect us, and He will guide us to live and walk for God. Paul explains the difference between the law and the gospel. And Paul said in Galatians 3 verse 2, did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? You were saved by faith, not by the law. Do you know the difference between the law and the gospel? Here is a good example. One day, Jesus healed a crippled man on the Sabbath. The teachers of the law accused Jesus because He healed the man on the Sabbath. Because as you know, in the law, nobody is allowed to walk on the Sabbath. This is the law. But Jesus disagreed. He asked, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? This is the gospel, which focuses on God's word, not just the law. It is sometimes difficult to understand the difference between the law and the gospel. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 3, Paul said to the people who had accepted the Holy Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? As Paul explained in this, once you are a believer of Christ, you are being guided by the Holy Spirit, and He will help you how to come closer to God. Thus, you are to accept that you accomplish your goal by the guidance of the Spirit, not on your own. And Psalm 127, verse 1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. When I came to this country 15 years ago, like many immigrants, I struggled with the language and finding jobs. One day, I was taking someone to the airport. While I was stopped at traffic light, I saw a sign in a store. It said, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. It touched my heart. I realized that I was still doing everything by my own efforts. I hadn't asked God for His guidance. So I prayed to God, Almighty God, I'm very sorry, because I was doing everything by my own efforts. I did not ask you to lead. Please forgive my sins. And now would you please lead me and help me what I am to do. Back in South Korea, I had been an international director at a university, and my plan was to be a lecturer at a university, and I wanted to enjoy myself. But God's plan was different. He guided me to take theological training and to be a missionary and minister for the kingdom of God. Since then, my life has been up and down for the past 10 years. However, God has given me much opportunity to preach the gospel to many countries. To me, this is the miracle. Can you imagine that a boy who was expected to die at the age of 12 has been given theological training and has spoken in many places and countries? That is the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. If I had tried to accomplish everything by my own efforts, I might have died, or I might have been somewhere else. But my God has guided me to follow Him, and now I'm here speaking the word of God. One needs to say, there is the grace of God. We all need thank God for His grace. He has allowed each one of us to glorify God. I thank God who has guided me to know as brothers and sisters in Christ here in this church. Let us continue to work together to build the kingdom of God. In verse 4, have you suffered so much for nothing? How have you suffered? How have you suffered? There's a Korean proverb, 젊었을 때 고생은 사서도 한다. 젊었을 때 고생은 사서도 한다. It means, heavy works and sufferings in youth are quiet rest in old age. Heavy works and sufferings in youth are quiet rest in old age. In other words, no pain, no gain. And Johann Wolfgang Goethe said, he who never ate his bread with tears, he who never through miserable nights sat weeping on his bed, he does not know you, have any powers. Our lives are full of sufferings and troubles. But these sufferings might help you how to survive in this world. When I was a student at a university in South Korea, a professor said, do not talk about life with those who never ate his bread with tears. I was impressed by his words, and I believed that God would allow us to endure hardships and sufferings so that we could be strong enough to live in this world. Our Lord Jesus said in John 16:33, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Our Lord Jesus was troubled, but he was not afraid. He has overcome the world. We will have troubles, but take heart. We can overcome the world because our Lord Jesus is with us. Do you know how the eagle, the king of the bird, trains his children? Eagles take their children high up in the sky, and then they drop them and catch them many, many times so that they could be strong enough to fly, because they want their children to become true king of the birds. In the same way, our Lord trains each one of us. He lets us fall down many times. He trains us to be children of God. He trains us to be true disciples of Christ. Remember that the history of Christianity is the history of troubles and sufferings. All of the disciples of Jesus were troubled. All believers of Christ from the day of Jesus until today have suffered and been troubled. But do not forget that God is with us, and he will help us how to overcome. He will help us to live and work for God. This is the gospel. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. When we consider the difference between the law and gospel in the Bible, we wonder if we are to obey all of them. Have anyone counted how many laws and regulations in the Old Testament? I counted 613 laws in the Old Testament. Our Lord Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." What did Jesus mean? What did Jesus mean? Here is the key. The Old Testament law can be divided into four sections. First one, ceremonial law. After the death and resurrection of Jesus, we are no longer bound to these specific laws in Leviticus. We are bound to the principles under the ceremonial laws, which are to worship and which Martin Luther was trying to say. Second, dietary law. Leviticus 11 mentions the clean and the unclean food. The need to eat specific foods was abolished after the death and resurrection of Christ. Third, civil law. It was needed, and it was based on Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 10 to 11, and chapter 19 to 26. As you know, our modern societies and cultures are different, and thus the same guidelines cannot be applied today. Finally, it's moral law. It was based on the Ten Commandments. God gave it to his people. It tells us the will and the nature of God. It is still applied to our lives today. We don't obey this moral law to get salvation, but we obey the law to please God. In summary, ceremonial law, dietary law, and civil law were changed, but God's moral law was not changed. It still applies. This helps us to better understand the difference between the law and the gospel, and Galatians chapter 3 verse 6 says, "Consider Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness." Abraham became righteous, not by the law, but by faith. If Abraham had been saved by his own actions, he would have been very proud of himself. If we had been saved by our own efforts, we would be very proud of ourselves. However, we are not saved by our own works and efforts. We are saved by grace of God through faith. That is the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. It is not easy for us to believe in God because we have never seen God with our physical eyes. Faith doesn't show us the evidence. However, without the evidence, many of us have come to believe in God. Thomas, one of the disciples of Jesus, didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus. However, he believed in Jesus after he touched the body of Jesus. And Jesus said, John 20:29, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." None of us have seen Jesus, but we do believe Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That is faith. That is the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Let us share God's loving grace with those who have never heard about the Christ. Preach the gospel in season and out of season. Our Lord Jesus preached the gospel anywhere and everywhere. Paul preached the gospel in season and out of season. When he was in prison, he was preaching the gospel. About 30 years ago, I heard someone preaching the gospel. If he hadn't preached the gospel, I might not have been a believer of Christ. I might not be here talking about the message of God. Time is very limited. We do not know what will happen next. God has sent each one of us here to hear about the Word of God and preach the gospel. Remember that God is with us and He will bless each one of us. Let us pray to our Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for what you have done for us. We are so blessed to be children of God. Continue to help us to live and work for you. Help us to preach the gospel in season and out of season. Bless all of us here in this church. I pray in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.